and let us go to Jennifer in Santa Barbara to get started here. Hi, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. Hi, Doc. Hi, George.
Hi.
I have a couple questions, if you don't mind. One about AFib and one about asthma. My grandma currently suffers with AFib, and she's on medication, but I was wondering if there's a way that she can manage it better with medication, I'm sorry, with food or minerals.
Okay. Well, first of all, you have to appreciate there is two causes of AFib, none of which are cardiac. AFib is not a heart problem. Atrial fibrillation, you have rapid heart rate called tachycardia, your heart flip-flops, and the doctor will want to install pacemakers and those kind of things. Surgically, they'll give you drugs. The run-up cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars doing cardiac treatments, okay, or a back problem. It could be a degenerative disc disease. And how old is your mother?
Jenny?
Hello?
Yeah, how old's your mom?
85,
yeah. Okay, the odds are she has osteoporosis of the skull, okay, and squeezing the vagus nerve, the 10th cranial nerve, it can cause AFib. Also, I guarantee you she shrunk a little bit since she was 20. She may have shrunk a half inch or 2 inches or more.
Compress that spinal cord, right?
Exactly. Compress the spinal nerves to control the rate and rhythm of the heart. And so what we like to do, and how much does your mother weigh? What's her body weight?
She's about 120, 125.
Okay. Well, that's not bad, Doc.
Okay. And so what I would do, get her off all the bad foods to maximize absorption. So no fried foods, no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meat, that kind of stuff. Absolutely no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oils, any of the oils such as mayonnaise and salad dressing and cooking oils. And then absolutely no gluten, no wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. Get rid of all that, maximize absorption. And then at 110, 120 pounds in that area, she wants one healthy brain and heart pack per month, one healthy brain and heart pack per month. And then I would give her one bottle a month of what we call MSM. It's a sulfur compound that regrows discs. It's what your discs need to rebuild themselves. And so I'd have her take six of those a day. It could be two at each meal or three twice a day, whatever is convenient for her. And they will support and promote maintenance repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between the vertebrae, and bone makes bone itself. And so if she has osteoporosis of the skull and or degenerative disc disease, the AFib will go away. And, of course, again, it's just really sad that the first thing the doctors go for are the defibrillators and pacemakers and that kind of stuff, and do put them on heart drugs and cut nerves and all kinds of stuff. Totally unnecessary and certainly very dangerous. And then, of course, at 80-something, the odds are she's going to have osteoporosis of all her other bones, which will be helped here. I would also throw in the vitamin D3. She could take three of those capsules twice a day. And I apologize, did you say she had high blood pressure or anything like that?
Does she have what?
High blood pressure?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I would throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, and they're designed to support and promote healthy blood pressure, but also to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And this is a lifetime deal. When it gets to, you know, the bad foods, got to get rid of them so she doesn't keep re-injuring her spinal nerves and her skull and that sort of stuff. But even people who are 100 years old can recover from these things if they take the supplements and avoid all the bad foods and promote maximum absorption.